Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier. It's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. And, of course, the first hour, we've got a guest who I'll introduce to in a minute, and then we've also got our private investigator between one and two. We sent him off with a few little things to find out for us. He'll tell us what sorts of things he's been up to, and then we've got some more questions to set off to him. So that's between one and two. But first of all, I've got with me Anthony. Now, Anthony is with the Wanderers Probus Club. Now, I had Probus South Pacific. We spoke to somebody late last year. They were in the process of starting to try and set up a club in Wandon. So Anthony's part of that. So we thought we'd get Anthony in so we could have a bit of a talk as to what stage it's at. And there are quite a lot of you people out there may be interested in joining him. So first of all, welcome, Anthony.
Thanks very much. Good to be here.
It's good to have you too. Now, first of all, what got you involved with Probus?
I think, Alan, I was probably like a lot of people who had, reached into my retirement time now and, I was looking at different things that I wanted to do. And what I realised was that a lot of my connections were actually through all of my work and business. Yep. And most of that was outside of the valley. And, of course, I'm living in the valley and it's sort of all of a sudden I realised, hang on, my connections are sort of all over the place but not here.
Yep.
Or fewer here. And I thought it would be an opportunity to get back in, connected into the community.
Yep.
Get to know more people around here and do things with people that have got, similar interests to what I have within the local community. So I saw something come up on, or I got a message, I can't remember now where it was, but I went onto the South Pacific's website looking for clubs.
Yep.
And they said they were starting a new one, which is the Wandon Probus Club.
Yep.
At the Seville Public Hall. And I thought, well, that's nice and handy because I live in Seville East. So,
that's easy, yep.
So I went along to the information session and then I sort of, there wasn't very many people there. They had a second information session on December 14th.
Right.
And from that one, they decided to form the Wandon Probus Club. So we elected some office bearers to get the ball rolling, and everybody was sitting there in the room, and, not everybody, like with most things.
Not everybody.
80% of them want to sort of have some fun, and 20% of the idiots who stick their hands up and say, I'll do some of the work. And I was the first idiot, so I got the president's job.
That's terrific. One of the things that I often talk about with different guests on this show is social isolation. And there's about three things seem to happen that a lot of people, they've lived in the Yarra Valley all their life or a big chunk of their life, but they go off to work out of the valley. All of a sudden they retire, and unless they're very careful, they can just wind up sitting around, and we all know social isolation is going to be no good for any of us. The other thing is if a person is either a widow or a widower, they have this great idea of retirement. We're going to do a lot of travel, particularly the caravan, travel around, all that. One partner dies, particularly if it's the husband who dies, the wife doesn't want to tow a van and that. And we really need outlets for people like that, don't we?
Look, we certainly do. And I think the reality is that COVID has and the lockdowns that we've had, Melbourne was the most locked down place around the world, as we all know. And I think a lot of people have lost their confidence about getting out and about.
Yep.
As a result of that, they're stuck at home. It's become sort of entrenched. And look, sadly, a lot of people do feel, as you say, socially isolated. Yep. And they feel sort of somewhat sad and depressed and stuff like that.
Yep.
And, I just think, I've got a little maxim that I use. When you're green, you grow, and when you're ripe, you rot. What I mean by that is, people who are green have got a green mentality, will get out and find things to do.
Yep.
People who are in that ripe stage will tend to sit back on the couch hoping something's going to come to them. But the reality is opportunities don't come knocking on your door. So you've actually got to go out and look for some things. So and it's a big, hard step to get started, obviously. But one of the first steps is, to get out and just to maybe get in with a group of people who are similar age group, similar sort of ideas and similar problems. And then, you can start talking and getting to know one another.
And you need to stimulate your mind too, don't you?
Absolutely you do. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't, well, I mean, it's not going to go well. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Sure.
welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Anthony from Wandon Probus. Now, Anthony, we had the lady who I can't think of her name, which is a bit poor, from Pacific.
I'm not sure who it was, but it was, I think it was the general manager chair or something like that from Probus South Pacific.
You can't remember her name?
No, I'll come off the top of my head.
I should know better.
Yeah.
And she was explaining that the Probus actually came out of, I think, Rotary, and it was, but they've got two different focuses. I mean, Rotary is very much about fundraising, doing good in the community, and meeting weekly, which can, you know, a lot of people find a problem. But as I understand, the name Probus came out of professional and business, but you don't have had to have been a professional or a business person, do you? And also, I'll put the two questions together, you're not all about just fundraising and all that sort of stuff, are you? It's a different sort of club.
It's a very different sort of club. So, yeah, originally it did come out of Rotary. So what the idea of Probus is, my understanding of it, and please bear in mind that I'm new to it myself.
Yep.
I'm fighting my ways. But basically it was for Rotarians. As they got older, they didn't want to do all the work of the fundraising and everything else that Rotary is very well known for.
Yep.
So they wanted to create something which is for those people that they could go off and retire and have fun.
Yep.
So that's where it came from. But yes, it was out of Pro and Bus. Pro from professional, Bus from business.
Yep.
But it's not about professional or business people only. I think that was sort of a flow on from Rotary in its early stages. But, you know, once you've got a name, you stick with the name.
Yep.
In marketing sense, you don't sort of go and change the brain too much. So what it is about now is very much it's about a social group, all right? So it's not the fundraising stuff. In fact, in our constitutions, we're actually prohibited from doing fundraising.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah. So you're not going to be asked for money other than a joining fee and your annual membership fee, which is pretty low and affordable for everybody.
And it's only a couple of dollars a week or something, isn't it?
Like, it's not even a weekly thing. So, you know, in terms of the club, it's a $30 joining fee.
Yep.
And a $50 for an annual fee.
Gee, that's true.
So, it's, you know, that, and what that $30 does, that covers all of the, Probus South Pacific, we have to pay money to them, and that's to provide all of the insurances and
yep.
help us with all of the negotiations that they do on a bigger scale to provide discounts and benefits to all of the members.
Yep.
Okay. So that's where the joining fee mainly goes through, and it pays for the name badge and, you know, little things
yep.
like that. The joining fee, the annual fee, however, that stays within the club.
Yep.
And then what we use that for is just for the general admin stuff. So, I mean, like in any small, it is a small business in a way because
yep.
like any business, it's got some overheads and expenses. We've got to pay for a hall where we can meet. You know, we pay for the morning tea that we have on our monthly meeting. So it's, you know, it's just once a month. And then what we do is that the various members take on different roles depending on what their skill sets are and or what their interests are. And what we try and do is we try and create a whole lot of different activities, which are fun activities. So, you know, we've started out just very, very, very simply. We've got a coffee club that meets on the first Friday of the month.
Yep.
We meet on the second Wednesday of the month for our general meeting.
Yep.
And then we have got a walking group, which is each week on a Tuesday morning. So those are where we've started from. So now at the last meeting, we did an activity survey. So our next meeting, which is on the 8th of March, next Wednesday, we'll be presenting what the results of that activity survey was as to what people want. And then we'll be making some decisions about which activities we take on. But typically our group at this stage, because it's new, I mean, we only actually had our first official meeting last month on the February
right.
the
8th. So it's really new.
So it yep. is really, really new. And we've got about 15 people who've actually paid their subscriptions to get us started.
Yep.
And we're looking to build it up to about 100 people, you know, over the course of the next year or two. So yep. that, and of course, the more members that we've got, the more different activities we can do,
the wider
the experiences yep. for everybody, yep. and the more social opportunities for connecting, not just at the club, but in the community outside of the club as well.
That's something I was just going to ask you now. You talk about these other activities, but you talk about other days. So you obviously see it not just once a month, come along to the meeting if that's what you want to do, but if you're interested in well, coffee, or you're interested in walking, so you'll run those on other days as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's not all on one day, so we spread it out. So, look, what we know, Alan, is that not everybody's going to want to do all of the different activities, but there will be groups who will want to do different things. So some groups, you know, physically are not able to go for a walk or something like that, but they enjoy going for a lunch or a coffee or something where they can actually have that social interaction. So what we want to do is provide a variety of different activities that the members are interested in and that they want to do, who probably wouldn't go and do by themselves. So, I mean, how many of us go out and have a coffee by ourselves? Not that many.
And as we get older, I guess we need somebody to motivate us, because it's too easy to say, I'll go for a coffee, and then, oh, it's 11 o'clock, it's too late, I'll have lunch, no, it's too late, or something.
But, you know, if you know you've got 8 or 9 other people who are going to be there at 10 o'clock, you know, on Friday morning, I'll be there because I want to have that interaction, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Sure.
Dum-dum, dum-do-dum, do-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, do-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, do-be-doo, dum-dum, dum-do-dum, do-be-doo, dum-dum.
Talking to Anthony from the new Wandon Probus Club, which has only just started this year, or they started work on it late last year, and we talked to Anthony about the things that are coming up. A couple of things, Anthony. What age group would you envisage would join your group?
Probus is designed for people who are 55 plus, who are either retired or semi-retired.
Yep.
Okay, so, if you've got a couple like, you know, we were talking before, is that, you know, maybe one wants to go and the other one doesn't because one's working and the other one's, you know, in that retirement. We don't mind about that. That's fine with us, you know. Yep. So it must be 55 plus.
Yep.
And you can be up to, you know, whatever. 90, 100 or whatever. Yep. If you can make it, we're happy to enjoy your company. Okay. It's about that. There's no sort of standards about professionals or anything like that. That it's about it's open to members of the community, and particularly in our club, what we've decided is we want to have an ethos of that. Whatever we do is not just for the benefit of the members, but it's a benefit for the wider community. So, for example, our walking group, I did a bit of research, and believe it or not, the Heart Foundation actually support walking groups.
I bet they do too, yeah.
There wasn't one in the Yarra Valley.
Wasn't there?
Until now.
Gee, that surprised me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I made the applications and everything else, and we are now, you know, the coordinators for the Yarra Valley for walking groups for the Heart Foundation. So the idea being is that, you know, why try and create and do everything ourselves when there are organisations out there in the community who have got things to offer? So what we're trying to do is to sort of blend in with the community to utilise the best of the things that our members are looking for and to sort of bring those together using us as sort of the coordinator, convener or the middle point of it so that, you know, we can actually then open it up wider to the community. Because, you know, like, you know, the walking group, for example, if it's on the Hout Foundation website and people are looking to club here, then maybe that's going to attract new members and new people to get interested in what we do and the other things that we do. So
sounds good to
it's
me.
About, you know, building those relationships in the community.
Yeah. Anthony, all right, so we'll say next Wednesday is your next meeting, is it? Right, so we turn up next Wednesday. What's going to happen? Like, what's the format of a normal... We've talked about offshoots, but I'm talking about the actual day. Probus meets today. What's going to happen?
It's block out 2 hours of your time, basically.
Right, yeah.
So we start at 10 o'clock at the Savile Public Hall, and this particular one, you don't have to be a guest, you don't have to be invited. If you want to just rock up at 10 o'clock, if you fit the criteria, over 55, retired or semi-retired, interested in maybe this might be something you could be interested in, just turn up. Okay, sure, we're happy to invite, have you there.
Right.
So first half hour, we spend doing sort of the meeting stuff in inverted commas, which is, you know, we have to do a bit of a report and we have to, you know, there's an agenda for that part of it. So like a traditional committee type thing, we report back to the members what has actually been happening and what we've been doing.
Yep.
Okay. And what we intend to do, and, you know, then we get a vote on it, you know.
And this one, you'll be talking about some of the activities that you did from your survey?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This is what people want. So exactly what do you want to do, you know? You know, like for some of them wanted to do movies. Well, that's fine. So we found out that, you know, there's two places that we can do movies locally. One's at Croydon, one's at Churnside. There's a difference in cost. And, you know, we can put it to the members. Which one do you want to go to? You know?
Yep.
So they make a decision. And then we start booking the movies and things that they can go to.
Yep.
So that's one thing. Then we have a morning tea for half an hour so people can actually socialise and chat.
Yep.
And then we have a guest speaker.
Yep.
And the guest speaker comes in. So 10 to 10.30 meeting, 10.30 to 11, sort of a chat amongst yourselves and everything else. Gives time for the guest speaker to get there. 11 o'clock, we have the guest speaker. We've asked the speakers to go for 30 to 45 minutes, allowing a bit of time for questions so everybody can be out of there by midday.
Midday. So I guess it's a bit hard to ask you this because you probably haven't had any yet, but what sort of topics are you looking for guest speakers?
Look, things that are of interest to our age group, you know, things that are going on in the valley. So, you know, we try to keep it, you know, apolitical, you know, so we're not looking for political or sales pitches or things like that, but things that are of interest, you know, people that have been doing interesting things. The first one we had was a lady who teaches first aid, so we got her to speak about first aid in the home and first aid for for the elderly.
Yep.
Out of that, she's offered to do some first aid training for us, you know, for those who want to do it. So we're working on getting that together. This week, we've got a lady who, back in the 60s and 70s, she was a hostie with ANSET.
Oh, yeah.
So she's going to come in and sort of tell us a bit about what the airline industry was really like
back in those days. You might hear some very interesting stories.
We could well do. I mean, we're yet to find out, but, you know, so she's coming along. And then, you know, other sorts of speakers, we want to sort of do it a couple of different ways. People who've got a presentation that's easy to come to the meeting to speak for half an hour or so, but also then what we're looking at is for the people who've got interesting places that we can actually go and visit. So, for example, we're looking around the Yarra Valley. You've got things like Allowan Gardens where we can go and speak to the people there. They've got a cafe and everything else, so you can have a morning tea there. So, look, a day trip type thing. So, but we want to try and concentrate on the local stuff because it's amazing. What I find is that we'll go off to the Mornington Peninsula, we'll go off to the Grampians, or we'll go off to wherever, but lots of us don't know what's really going on in our own backyards.
And there's heaps up here, isn't there?
Absolutely there is, yeah. Yeah, lots of things to see and do.
I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Sure.
place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well, just a minute now.
FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and we're talking to Anthony from the Wandon Probus. Now, we spoke to you a couple of times about Probus last year. They were setting up or trying to set up a club down in Wandon, and now they have set up a club down in Wandon, and Anthony's the president, so we're talking to him about what's going on. Anthony, how do people find out a bit more about your group? And I must say to the people, at 5 to 1, we will give you all the contact details that Anthony's got, but how can you find out a bit more about, do they go to the Pacific website, or how do they find it out?
Well, they can go. They can do both. They can go to Probus South Pacific and look it up there. And what they have to do then is to go through and look for clubs in their particular area. So that's a good way to actually find out about clubs, a variety of different clubs in your area. But for our listeners in the valley and around, we've got our own website now. So we've actually got one up and going. So it's just quite simply wandonprobus.org.au.
Can't do much better than that, can you?
No. So that was nice and easy to get. So and obviously very relevant. So it's all up and running, and you'll see from the website that instead of being sort of the staid and sort of old sort of feel and everything else, which I mean this most respectfully to the people that have been through Probus and other organisations over many years. I think what happens is that people get in, they get there, but they're stuck in what they know, and they don't advance. And I think, in today's world, it's really important to be trying to encourage the younger people in, because, otherwise clubs get older. A lot of clubs folded up through COVID because, people couldn't embrace technology to actually keep the clubs going. We also find that, that as they've got older, they tend to not be as active and therefore not want to do the work. So some of them fall because of that. So we're coming the other one side of it. We're trying to get younger people. And our mix at the moment is probably around about the 65-75 age group of our members, the ones that we've got so far. And we don't have that many. There's only about 15 of us to get it going.
So it's a start.
But it's a start. But what we're doing is we're trying to make it fun and a bit lighthearted and everything else. So if you hop onto the website, wandonprobus.org.au, you'll see there's a sort of a cartoon sort of version of stuff and things like that. So just to take the edge off it.
Because something that we need I need to ask you fairly quickly, because we have mentioned Rotary a couple of times, and I'm a Rotarian, so I'm not having a slag off at Rotarians, but Rotarians are often seen in the suburbia as stale old men who go along and have a meal and listen to a guest speaker and they go home. They raise a bit of money and they're nice people. They're certainly not. I've got to say a lot of clubs have got females in them now. Mm-hmm. But they are seen not so much as a ladies' club. It's more of a men's club. So a Probus aiming, say, 50-50 sort of thing. I mean, the women are just as, or the ladies are just as included as the men, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There's at the stage out of our 15, I think there's, 1, 2, 3 guys or something, and the rest of them are women.
No, they're more mainly women.
Mainly women, yeah.
Really?
So, and from all walks of life. It's quite interesting. Yeah, we've got a lady who has been a psychologist, another one who's, been quite well known in the Yarra Valley, whose name I won't mention on air, but... And we've got, others that have been sort of stay-at-home mums and things like that for many years. And, it's a mixture of circumstances, a lot of our members, are not what you would call the most affluent in the community.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. It's not about that. Yeah, we're all people. We're all looking for doing things. So, what we're attempting to do is to keep everything sort of so that it's affordable to anybody. And the sort of people we've got are people who are... who are interested in just getting out there and enjoying themselves a bit. And I don't mean sort of going to rave parties and all this sort of stuff, but it's just like,
And stimulate themselves.
Stimulate themselves, yeah. And through those connections, go on to other things.
I think one of the things that that you've just hit upon, which is a bit of a thing for me, that, and I think I might have mentioned this earlier on in the interview, that a lot of husband and wives, they retire... They might have worked out the valley. Some of them have retired into the valley, like mm-hmm. they've never lived here. And then, particularly if the husband dies, it's fairly difficult, I would have thought, for some ladies to get involved with some clubs. So obviously Probus would be a great fit for those sorts of ladies, wouldn't they?
Look, it absolutely is, because it's not something where there is a lot of expectations. It's, on the person. We had... one lady who joined who had lost her husband in the last 12 months. Well, and we had one who's just sadly lost hers a couple of weeks ago. And when she joined into the club, she knew her husband was sort of coming towards the end.
Yeah.
And she saw it as an opportunity to be able to have a bit of a supportive network around. So, we like to rely on our family and friends.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, I think we all need a bit of a wider community of support.
And not always family and friends live in the area.
Absolutely, but also too, you know, family and friends want the best for us and they try to steer us, whereas if you've got a group of strangers, or inverted commas, we're more likely just to bond with one another, just to, you know, enjoy each other's company without the pressures of being pushed to do something or not do something. If you want to have those conversations and tell us about your story, you're welcome to do so, and there's a lot of supportive people there to listen, you know, and so you can hear in a friendly, open, non-judgmental space.
And I guess there is a spin-off on this, or I'm going to ask you, is it? But I guess particularly if we talk about the people who have worked outside the Yarra Valley and had not only been home at weekends and nights, or the ones that have retired in the Yarra Valley, because a lot of people retire up here. And I guess it's not only the 2 hours a month and maybe the, you know, the walking group, or I was going to say wine and cheese, because I know you 3A and that, but a lot of into the wine and cheese, the coffee days there. But I guess the other thing is too that if you don't know many people, it can be a very lonely day. You go down the street, you go and do your shopping, you go home again. But I guess one of the, well, is it a benefit that you go down the street and all of a sudden you see, oh, Anthony from Probus, and then you meet someone else from Probus. So all of a sudden, instead of being a very lonely day, it could very easily be a good day, couldn't it?
That's the aim for our club, Alan. Right. You know, we're in the formative stages, 15 people. But, you know, is it happening already? Absolutely, it's happening already. Yeah. I know I was at the supermarket the other day and bumped into one of our members and had a chat for a couple of seconds. So, you know, yes, that's the sort of stuff that's happening. But, and it does take that edge off of being that sense of loneliness, but also that sense of isolation, because I think loneliness is one thing. Isolation is something which is a step further away, was isolation, where you don't really feel that you can connect to people.
Yep.
Whereas with Probus, it gives you those soft connections, and then you can build those. And you look, we know that different people will connect with different others, you know, and they're not going to connect with everybody in the club. But that's what it's about. You know, once we build our numbers up, and we, you know, as I said, we're hoping to get up to about 100, that gives lots of different choices and lots of different activities, and all of those things can be done. And you can cherry pick what you want to do. Nobody's obliged to go and do everything.
That was something you've just taken the word out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, like, there's no thing that says you have to be there every month, does it? Like some of these other groups that where you're supposed to be there all the time.
Yeah, we ask the members to be there, and that when they sign their enrolment forms and everything else, to be there at least for half of the year. Yeah, so
okay,
it doesn't
better than that.
So half the time. So we do 12 meetings a year, so we expect them to be there for 6 or 7 of those. So
not a big commitment.
It's not a big commitment.
All right, just got to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Yeah. When you
I'm talking to Anthony from Wandon Probus, but I'll just make a quick mention. Between 1 and 2, we've got our private investor again along, P.I. Pete. We'll be talking to him. And I should also mention next Wednesday, between 12 and 2, we'll have Community Connections. Between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. We've got a local business person. I'm not going to tell who they are. We're going to find out all about their lifestyle. I've got all their music that's had an influence in them, and we'll be here. So we'll be here next Wednesday between 12 and 3. But, Anthony, we've asked people to get their pen and paper ready. So if you'd like to just run us through again, please, the website and that, or if any other way that people can get hold of you.
Yeah, sure. Look, they can look. The easiest way is to go to the website, because it's got the contact form and everything there that they can just send stuff through. Yep. So it's wandonprobus.org.au, or they can email us.
So that's wandonprobus, nothing in between.
Nothing in between. Yep. All lowercase. Wandonprobus, all one word. org.au. And or they can actually email us directly at wandonprobus@gmail.com.
wandonprobus@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Can't be much better than that.
And, of course, everybody's welcome who might think they might be interested. Next Wednesday, Seville Public Hall, 10 a.m, which is when our next meeting is, and you're welcome to come along as a guest. Come and introduce yourselves and see whether we might be something that's of interest to you.
Yep. And, again, it's not expensive, is it?
No, look, if they choose to join, it's $30 as a joining fee.
Yep.
That's for the insurances and the badge and bits and pieces.
Yep.
And it's $50 per year.
So that's
as a membership.
A dollar a week. Well, yeah. If it's just under a dollar a week.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can cherry pick the activities that you want to belong to. And with more members coming along, then we'll have more activities to choose from, and we'll be able to help people generate some interest in life again.
Well, I guess that's the other issue too, isn't it? That the more, like you've already mentioned, a couple of people that are involved in what they did in their past. So I guess you may even get some of the guest speakers out of your own people as you go on too, mightn't you?
Quite possible. Quite possible, yeah. And look, people who may have an interesting story around the Valley, because we are interested in things that have been going in the Valley.
Yeah.
If they're interested in coming in to speak to us as a group, would like to reach out to us, once again, either by the website, wandonprobus.org.au, or the email, wandonprobus@gmail.com.
Can't do better than that. So hopefully you might even get some really good guest speakers, because there's a lot going on. And I remember not long after we started this Community Connection, somebody said to me, or they rang the office and said, we didn't know half this stuff, and they'd lived here 25 years. They said, we don't know, because a lot of people did a bit like you did at times. You work away, and you come home, it's only nights and weekends, and by the time you get home, it's not a lot of time left to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anthony, unfortunately, I'm getting to the stage where I'm just about running out of time, so thank you for your time. We wish you well. Now, it's next Wednesday, 10 o'clock, the Seville Public Hall, and it'll go for, about 2 hours?
2 hours, yeah.
Can't do better than that. I hope it goes really well. We'd like to get you back in about 6 months, and hopefully by then you'll tell me you've got about 70 or 80 members.
Love to be in the place. Happy to come back and share the story.
And let's be honest, there are people retiring all the time, and anybody who retires just to sit around and do nothing, unfortunately, the future's not going to be very bright for them.
No, it's not. And look, we're trying to get people active and doing things that they can enjoy that are within their capabilities, and most importantly, to have that social context so they don't feel isolated, sad or lonely at home.
Sounds good. I've got to go.